Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at GEICO.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, East Coast correspondent Ali Breen with Guys Wearing Panties. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Chick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast?
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the Off the Air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old bits.
All the old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and you go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they'll do every single time. So do that now, won't you?
Ladies and gentlemen, Strother Martin sings Led Zeppelin.
There's a lady who's sure that all that glitters is gold. And she's buying a stairwell to heaven. When she gets there, she knows that if the stars are closed, with a word she can get what she came for, or she's going to spend the night in the box.
Now this can be a good song or a bad song.
I need to work on this.
It's entirely up to you.
Or mean some bitch of a song.
What we have here is failure to communicate.
Well done.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We're fixing to hook up with Ms. Ali Breen.
Mm-hmm. I can see her behind the scenes, set up with Dean.
Oh, yeah?
In the secret Zoom world.
Okay. We have Pat Godwin in the other room. Patty G. And the G stands for goodness.
Does it?
Remember that?
No.
Nope.
Never heard that.
General Mills?
What was it?
The G
commercial?
Stands for goodness?
Yeah.
Right. I thought you'd officially adopted him, and the G stood for Griswold.
Yeah, me too.
There's
it might be cheaper if you just get
Wait a second.
I'm taking a beating today.
If you do adopt him, what changes? Think about that.
I'm fixing to call my accountant.
Yeah, he can write him off.
Do I get another
deduction?
Deduction.
A lot of talk in there when I'm not around, apparently.
No.
Yes.
Let's see now, where was I? Oh, there's Willie G.
Hey.
And she's fixing to talk to us, wielding the microphone. I can see her. There's Ali Breen. We'll find out where she is in a matter of moments.
Well, it's obviously Atlanta. Wake up.
Why is it obviously
New York?
Atlanta?
I thought that was New York.
That was very southern, too, fixing.
It's obviously
she's
New York.
She's in Atlanta, right?
That's wrong. I'm back in New York.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, there's Ace Cosby. Thank you very
Jessica
much, Duke.
Got it.
We'll hook up with Duke again in a few minutes. Thank you.
Is Ali a bondsman? Is that why she's everywhere all the time, like a bail bondsman? Ali's a bounty hunter.
I saw her with alpacas in Atlanta, so that's why I assumed that you were there.
Yes. No, I just got back. But okay. Yes, I was with Thank alpacas you. In Atlanta.
See?
But the Packers are in Green
yep.
Bay.
What do you
alpacas, not Packers, Bat.
Alpacas are the sweater people, right?
They're like fancy llamas.
It's a wool.
They're
you
a smaller
lunatic.
Llama.
That's in cash.
They're like mini
the Packers
llamas?
Is yeah. what Tom thinks I'm doing while small. I'm away.
Yeah. They're a smaller llama.
I'm about to boy.
Right. Yeah, and they have beautiful
alpaca,
eyelashes.
Alpaca to boy.
Yes, they do.
Yes.
I mean,
God, would you stop?
Alpaca to
he
boy.
Keeps making me do it.
My fault.
He ruined my verse of the song by cueing me too early.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, that was it.
Okay, now we have. Allie, you back in New York City?
Back in New York City.
I look good. You yep. look very nice today, by the way. Did you get up a little
oh, thank
early?
Thank you.
Apply a little
I
bit
did.
Of makeup?
I tried to brush my hair and put on some makeup. That's exactly what I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're
people
so...
keep sending me screenshots of me on the show, and I was like, ooh, I can't roll out of bed and do this anymore.
Well, they catch you. They'll stop it right when you blink, and they're like, look at
right.
Allie.
Yes.
Yes.
Well,
you blink too, sir.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think that... you don't have the record of having the palest skin ever on our show.
No, that would be Tim Kavanaugh.
Tim Kavanaugh last week. It's unbelievable. It's almost like he's glowing from the inside. He is so white. But you're very blonde and very light-haired and light-complected, but you both look very nice ladies. And then we have the blue-eyed brunette, Jessica Alsman, on the other screen there. Hi, Jessica.
Hello.
Allie, the task at hand is to discuss the world of love and things going right, things going wrong. Typically, people write you with problems. They go to Allie Breen on any social media, Allibreen, and they send you their issues. What do we have to start with?
Dear Allie, I think I may be in love with my girlfriend, but I still want to have sex with almost everyone I see. Does this mean I'm not actually in love?
No.
Godwin, no. Tap out on this one.
Does he want to have sex or he wants to act on it? I mean, I think...
It sounds like he wants to act on it with all everyone he sees.
Then that's bad.
Well,
then he shouldn't be in a relationship.
I don't think that's love. I don't
know. He needs to get out of a relationship and just screw around. That's what it sounds like he wants to do.
Yeah. Maybe tell every one of them that he's in love with them, and then he can damage a lot of lives.
There you go. Right. Yeah.
That's a selfish, horrible thing to do, but okay. Yeah.
Okay. What are your thoughts, Allie?
That, of course, from Three Mom Tom.
Allie, your thoughts?
When you're initially in love, you don't want to have sex with everyone you see, right? Like, you wouldn't really be in love. At first, initially, it doesn't happen. Maybe eventually, if you've been with someone for 10 years. I don't know. I've never been with anyone for 10 years. Does anyone want to weigh in on that?
I've never made 10.
Hey, why don't you shut your dirty mouth, Adam?
That's the new title of the segment, Shut Your Dirty Mouth.
Allie, chick's all fired up in here. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. Let's get our next letter.
Dear Allie, I had some friends over to watch football and my TV went out. One of my friends who's been married forever bent over to fix it and he was wearing women's thong underwear. I didn't say anything out of shock, but it's hilarious, right? Am I allowed to make fun of him or is this one of those sensitive 2020 things?
This is a guy question. I can't answer this.
I can tell we're talking to someone who's woke.
We are talking. If one of my friends was wearing women's underwear, he wouldn't be able to bend back over before I didn't make fun of him.
Sure.
I would have tore into that. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm surprised I didn't say anything at the moment.
I wonder...
Yeah, that would be hard to stifle.
I mean, if that's what you like to do, that's fine. That's great, but I'd make
fun
of you.
You're going to get made fun of.
If you're my friend, yes, of course you will.
I wonder how they knew it was women's underwear. Because there are guys' thongs.
There are.
I think so,
They're called male whale tails, is what you call them.
Was there some kind of a design on it, perhaps? Was it a certain color?
Maybe it was floral or something.
I don't know.
Probably lacy. I wouldn't think a guy's thong would be lacy. Although
would
who
that
knows.
Be comfortable for a man to wear?
I don't think so.
I think it's whatever. Remember the Woody Allen movie, Everything You Ever Wanted to Know About Sex But Were Afraid to Ask? And there's the there's the great scene where the guy is the cross dresser. I mean, that's so funny where he puts on the stuff and starts touching it. And
haven't seen the show, so I don't know.
Whatever makes you happy, I guess.
Yeah.
But I think it's okay for the guy to ask him about it.
I think it's okay. I think guys make fun of other guys all the time, don't they?
That's what I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't do.
And they have to learn the hard way that when you bend over with a thong, everyone's going to see it.
Yeah,
I think the important thing is that this guy is man enough to know how to fix a TV set. I sure as hell couldn't fix it.
Well, we know that. You're not.
I'd be on the phone to one of my sons immediately. Can you get over here?
I'm glad you guys are around, or he'd call me. So.
There are a lot of men out there who like to wear women's underwear.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
You what? Didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
That men like to wear women's underpants?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it a...
Absolutely. There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with it. Didn't know that.
It's not going to hurt anybody, but...
Why, though? Because it's like it's exciting or it's more comfortable? What's the
number one rule? The number one rule for me in underwear is comfort.
Yeah.
And I don't think a thong would be comfortable.
Not at all. I don't think so. It's not. But
Tom,
you
know this. You can't wrap down that hog with a thong. You'd be falling out all over the place, man. Come on.
Yeah, even the front of a thong is pretty thin.
Yeah, plus I don't want the...
You don't want that thong in you.
I want your butt floss. Crawling up your floss in the butt.
He keeps making me do it.
Does he have a girlfriend or seeing a woman that's a dom? Maybe she made him wear underwear.
That could be.
Yeah, sure.
No, it said that he's been married forever.
Oh.
So that's why it would be interesting if it's a new kinky thing they're trying to spice up their relationship with.
Good for them.
I don't see anybody getting hurt with this one.
Me either. Yeah. Good for them.
Go for it.
I think it's okay to make fun of them because you're guys. Right?
Unless you make fun of him and he says, you know what, this is the thing I like, I'd rather you not touch it.
Then you start.
Listen, back off. You're respectful.
Wasn't there a line of women's underwear that looked like men's briefs?
They're called boy shorts. There still are. Yeah.
Well, women can wear really men's stuff way more easily than men can wear women's. Yeah. It's more acceptable, I think.
Don't you find it sexy when a woman is wearing like a man's shirt?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, Pat.
That came out weird. I'm
Pat, it's Sunday morning, and the woman comes out of your apartment wearing one of my shirts.
Okay, you got it. Wow. You hit it. Perfect.
Pat has a lot of my old shirts, Allie, if you're wondering what that joke's about. Let's get to our next letter, Allie Breen.
Dear Allie, I'm 35, and my best friend just got divorced from his college sweetheart, who is also a friend of mine. They don't get along, but they don't seem to mind that I'm staying friends with both of them. My buddy now wants to ask out my 29-year-old sister. This would definitely piss off his ex, as he's literally known my sister forever. And if they had a bad breakup, that would now also be bad for me. Please tell me how I can stop this.
This is none of your business.
It's none of your business, dude.
You got to just back off.
Just be friends with him and don't worry about the other stuff.
Yeah. She may not even want to go out with the guy. I mean... You can't get involved.
If they've known each other forever, he's probably like a big brother to her too. Maybe it just won't happen.
Although I happen to be wearing her panties.
However, it is kind of impossible when a couple breaks up to stay friends with both of them.
Oh yeah.
As a matter of fact, I say you must choose. And if you choose wrong, that's up wrongly. If you don't choose
you
me, that's
choice.
Your fault.
Okay.
What did I just say?
We got time for another letter here.
Stay out of it, dude.
Dear Allie, every time me and my girlfriend get into a fight, she withholds sex until I come around to see things her way.
All right.
I end up giving in, even if she's totally wrong.
That age old thing.
I end up giving in, even if she's totally wrong. How can I change this dynamic?
Quit doing it.
Quit pissing her off.
Quit doing which thing, Christy?
Well, you just don't cave. I mean, if she just, all right, I'll go find it somewhere else then if you're going to be like that. Throw it back in her face.
Bomb.
Yeah. Come on, ladies, seriously.
Now, are you going to look for, standard, or are you going to go look for something?
Deluxe?
You got a deluxe.
You got deluxe stuff. Yeah. That's my website,
Deluxe to Butt.
This is terrible. First of all, the woman shouldn't have that much control in the relationship anyway. I don't get that. He's allowed this to happen, and now he's like, oh, what do I do? Well... Dude,
that's manipulative on her part, too.
It's always chloroform.
Well, we don't know what her side. Maybe he is always messing up and he kind of sucks.
Then they should break up.
He also needs to know how to romance the pants off her. She withholds. He just has to, show the goods and do some dances. I don't know.
Kiss her neck.
Yeah. Wait a second. Yeah. Show the goods and do some dances.
I love that. What's that all about?
Some body rolls.
Why did you have you're moving your arms up and down like
I'm a terrible dancer. Don't judge mine, but other. I'm doing like the, no, come on. Imagine Channing Tatum.
I want to be in Jess's house after a fight. Donnie's got to work for this.
It's a good time.
Do you put music on when you do this dance?
No,
Donnie's doing the dancing,
dance.
I thought.
Donnie does the dance.
Yeah, yes. Donnie's the one who messes up all the time.
Yeah, so I make him wear my underwear and then he dances. And
God knows Jess doesn't mess up at all. Yeah.
So he does a little dance for you? Well, this is cute. What song does he like to do it to? God.
There's usually no music. Maybe he'll hum. He'll sing.
Oh, that's nice and awkward. That's great.
I like to imagine that it's In the Air Tonight, Phil Collins, and then when he does the drum solo,
that's right, nice.
There's a little bounce going on downstairs.
Oh,
sure.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Do some helicopter.
Maybe he could use the old-timey music and do the old Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah, that's hot.
Oh, that would work for me, though. I like that.
You know, where he goes by spinning the cane.
Thank you.
Be quiet.
Crickets start to go, yeah. Unconsciously correct.
Allie, we can squeeze in one more. What have you got?
Dear Allie, the living room window of my apartment looks directly into another apartment, and since I've been working from home, I walk around in panties or naked a lot. There's a family that lives across from me, and a few times I've caught the husband, who's much older, looking at me. Well, now it's kind of become a thing for both of us. Oh. Is this harmless or is it cheating?
Oh, gosh. You knew what you were doing.
She knew exactly.
You're both aware of it. Continues.
Yeah,
it
they like it.
Oh, sounds yeah. like uh-huh. his relationship is curtains.
Can we get that Chippy and Chickie's vacuum store to sponsor a vacuum for us?
That's curtain. That's right.
Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, what an idiot.
Yeah, she likes being looked at. Yep. Yeah.
You know the
a lot.
Yeah.
The I think kind of the if you can tell the significant other about what's happening and not cause a problem, then it's not cheating.
Okay.
Does this make sense?
That's fair.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
So he's supposed to say, I like watching the co-ed across the alley.
No, the girl's been walking around with her panties and...
Come check this out.
Then, of course,
she'll... Bring her
right. Let me try it again. Let me try
she'll
the,
hit the roof.
Let me try this again.
Okay.
What if they did it this way?
Okay.
So she kills him.
What?
The this wife, isn't Rear Window.
Hitchcock movie.
No, he... The guy tells his wife...
Right.
Yeah.
That he likes... looking at the woman across the way because she likes to pose for him naked.
Uh-huh.
And then the cop comes in and he goes, well, so when she told him for him, it was curtains.
Same joke. Same joke with the prop.
Same joke.
So
exactly.
You're not,
he's at a
you're
prop.
Not healthy.
Same joke with sound.
You're just trying to do your dumb
just trying to
joke
do bits.
Again.
Yeah, we got the carrot top of radio over here. He's carrot
top of radio.
I have one thing to say. I just don't get it. Honestly, it makes me a little frustrated. Who are these women that walk around just naked in their own homes, and why can't they move in across the street from me? Where are they?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.